On Thursday's front page, Islamists' influence is raising questions about the political shape of the new Libya. In this country, is the Jewish vote up for grabs? An upset in a congressional election here in New York has Republicans hoping they can capitalize on unhappiness with the president's policies on Israel. And Italy is discovering austerity has its limits. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the growing influence of Islamists in Libya is raising tough questions about the government that will take the place of Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi's regime. Libya's new leaders say they're dedicated to democratic pluralism. But the most powerful military leader is a former leader of a hardline Islamic group that was once reportedly aligned with al-Qaeda. Abdel Hakim Belhaj has become so much of an insider lately that he's moving to unseat Mahmoud Jibril. He's the American-trained economist who's been the interim government's nominal prime minister. In this country, not since Jimmy Carter in 1980 has a Democrat running for president failed to win a lopsided majority of the Jewish vote. Republicans see a chance to change that in 2012. President Obama is facing criticism from many Jews for being too tough on Israel. Some Democrats say Tuesday's upset here in New York is a sign of bad things to come. Republican Bob Turner beat Democrat David Weprin for the congressional seat vacated by Anthony Weiner. On Wednesday, Turner slept late after his victory party and said he thought his 15 minutes were over. But his moment is only beginning. He'll be sworn in on Thursday as a 70-year-old freshman congressman, and Republicans in Washington want to size him up. He now has only 14 months to prove he's more than a passing sign of voters' anger. His district had been considered a target when state officials redraw the map. Turner says he'll fight to remain in Congress no matter what. To pave the way for his annual visit to the UN, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced two American hikers would be released from prison. Less than 24 hours later, Iran's court said he didn't have the authority to let them go. They'd been sentenced to 8 years for espionage. Thursday's Times says the back and forth reinforced Ahmadinejad's diminished standing at home. Austerity in Italy may not end its entrenched system of jobs for votes. Tiny Comitini in southern Italy has less than 1,000 people. 64 of them are on the town payroll. Auxiliary traffic officer Caterina Valenti says jobs like hers have kept Comitini alive. But what's saving Comitini's economy is what's strangling Italy's. Times correspondent Rachel Donadio says public spending has driven up the public debt to 120% of gross domestic product. After Greece, that's the highest percentage in the Eurozone. You might call them fashion-forward. Somebody else might say they're garish. For years, college football teams have been pushing the boundaries of taste and commercialism with their uniforms. This year, the trend has become a frenzy, with uniforms changing from week to week, and the apparel makers and the universities saying they're striking deals for big money. Inside Thursday's Times, the Palestinians push for recognition of statehood. It's a high-stakes gamble for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Times correspondent Ethan Bronner looks at the background in this report.
It's entirely unclear where this process is going. President Abbas has not made his final decision about what he wants to do. It's whether to go to the Security Council, which would grant him full membership in the UN, but hit an American veto and likely delay, or go straight to the General Assembly, where he is assured of a majority, but he will only get partial membership. He'll be called a non-member state. The American goal is to get Abbas to not actually go forward to the United Nations right now. That may be an unrealistic goal, but it's clearly where they're focused. The Palestinians are expected to respond that they have waited long enough, that they need the help of the world in order to get the Israelis to do what they say hasn't happened so far.
Times reporter Ethan Bronner. New York City unveiled its bike sharing program. By next summer, 10,000 bicycles will be available at 600 locations in Manhattan and Brooklyn. The company that's running the program for the city already runs bike-sharing programs in Washington and Boston and in Melbourne, Australia. NASA is aiming beyond the moon with a new rocket. It's big. It would be the most powerful rocket since the Saturn V that took Americans to the moon more than 40 years ago. NASA says it's a $10 billion project. It's keeping the cost down by basing the design on pieces from the just-retired space shuttles. The first unmanned test flight could come in 2017. Federal investigators say BP shortcuts led to last year's Gulf oil spill. The investigators said the main cause of the initial explosion at the Deepwater Horizon rig had to do with cement at the base of the well. But investigators also blamed poor risk management, last-minute changes in the plans, and what they called failure to respond to crucial indicators. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.